you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord, He's always mindful of His people. And He is so desirous to get us into a place and a position where we can receive the fullness of what He'd have for us. He doesn't want you and I to come behind in any good thing. He wants us to have the fullness of what He would have for us. And so He gets us in a place of worship like this, in a place and the atmosphere where your faith is increasing and where we honor Him and anything's possible. Amen. I think the Lord wants to strengthen each one of us in this service tonight. I think each one of us has different areas in our lives where we need to be strengthened. And so, I don't know for sure what we're going to do, but let's look at some scriptures tonight, and let's just be in the place to hear, as Sister Donna was talking about, in our hearts. Open up your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Let's read a verse here. Verse number 13. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 13. The Word of God says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith." He says, "Quit you like men, or be manly, behave like a man." And notice this, the last part of the verse is what I feel like the Spirit of the Lord would have us to deal with tonight. Be strong. Be strong. I don't know what's happening in people's lives. I don't know where you're at, what you're dealing with, but I feel like the Spirit of God wants to help each one of us to recognize where our strength is. Your strength is not in yourself. My strength is not in myself. Our strength is in the Lord tonight. Amen? And so let's just follow the Spirit of God and see what He would do in our lives. Be strong. Be strong. Brother Whitby, would you pray? Yes.
A move and a mighty, mighty, mighty one. Father, you get to see every day. We'll draw nigh.
Yes.
You will draw nigh to us. And I know that you will. Father, we get to give you the praise and the glory and honor for the future glory.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Whitby. So, the Apostle Paul here, he's dealing with the church, and he just brings this admonition. You know, tonight you and I, we need to be strong, because there's attacks in your life and my life, many different areas. You're being attacked emotionally, you're being attacked physically, and we know that there is a devil out there who is after your soul. He, more than anything else, he attacks us in body, attacks us in mind, but he wants your soul tonight. And tonight, we know what the Bible says. The Bible says that all souls belong to God. Amen? God is, he created you, and he created you for a destiny and a purpose. And in your life, in my life, up to this point, there may be some things where we've hit some roadblocks. We may have hit some things where our life is not exactly where we would want it to be. It's not exactly where we thought it would be. But tonight we can learn how to be strong in the Lord. Amen? And so let's look at some scriptures to help us with that. You know, the relationship with the Lord is progressive. Revelation is progressive. So here Paul says to be strong, but I need to know how to be strong. But thank God that he gives me the understanding and the revelation that I can be strong, but I need to know how to put it into practice. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, where he gives a little bit more instruction in this. Ephesians chapter 6, you know these scriptures very well. Look at verse number 10. Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord Be strong in the Lord. So tonight, I want you to see that regardless of what your life looks like, regardless of where you're at emotionally, where you're at physically, whatever is happening in your life, your strength is not contuitive out of your situation in the natural. Your strength is that you are in the Lord. Amen? So I want you to see that word there, in. That word in is a fixed position. When you believed in the heart and confessed with the mouth Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you got baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. Come on. The Holy Spirit come on your spirit. And your spirit was made brand new, and you got enveloped. You got completely covered by the Spirit of God, and you were placed in the body of Christ supernaturally. A supernatural event happened that the devil doesn't understand, that the world doesn't understand. But you got born again, and so now you can be strong, not in yourself, not in situations, not in circumstance, not in earthly knowledge, but you can be strong in the revelation that Jesus died for you. And death couldn't hold him, and he defeated hell, death, and the grave, and he made it possible by his Spirit for you to have this life that's eternal. Amen? And so you're going through situations, you're going through struggles. All of us do. But we need to be strong in that position. And understanding where you're at. Your position is that, yes, you're on this earth, and yes, you're still dealing with the same old body, the same old mind, but your spirit is alive, born again unto God, and you're in Jesus Christ. And because you're in Jesus Christ, now you have a head. You have a covering. The covering is the Son of God, the Lamb of God. That's your covering, amen? And He does it perfectly. So we can draw strength in this fixed position because he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That this word power is, we can better translate it in the dominion of Jesus. See, when you come under the authority, under the head of Jesus Christ, then all of a sudden you're not walking and living in yourself. You're walking and living in the words of Jesus, in the plan of God, in the authority of God. You have been called out of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of this world. And because you've been born again in that power of that Spirit, you can be in the place where you walking under His dominion. Now think about that. Before, the devil would trip us up because he would tell us that we were limited. We were in a place where we could only go so far. But you're under the dominion of Jesus Christ tonight. And that dominion is His kingdom is not of this world, but it's of the eternity. So you're greater than anything the devil could do in your life and my life. You're greater than your situation. You're greater than what the world has labeled you and I as. Amen? You have something tonight. You have a relationship that is fixed in Jesus. Jesus is never going to turn His back on you and I. We may make mistakes. We may fall short. All of these things because we are in a process of sanctification. We're in a process of growing and learning. But that doesn't stop you and I. God does not get mad at you. The wrath was placed on Jesus. And now because the wrath was placed on Jesus, God is continually working in your life to help you overcome. Because Jesus overcome, you and I can overcome. But we've got to let go of some things. Tonight we need to be strong, not in the hurt. Somebody has got some hurt in their life tonight that is overpowering. And you know, when we say, well, I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to deal with that. But we give strength and power to it when we deny it. Because because I deny it does not negate the effect that it has on my life. But when I give it to Jesus and I say, listen, this is how I feel, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm dealing with, but I'm going to stay fixed in you and I want your strength, I want your dominion of might to come upon me, all of a sudden that changes situations and circumstances. Amen? So let's look at how what happens when we start depending upon the Spirit rather than the flesh. Go with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Let's look at John the Baptist, and then let's look at Jesus, and then let's look at ourselves. in Luke chapter 1, I believe it is. You have a statement that's made. Look what it says in the last verse of chapter 1, verse number 80. Luke 1 and 80. Talking about John the Baptist. And it says, the child grew and waxed strong in the flesh. See, tonight when you feel weak in the flesh, know that's when you're really strong. It's okay to feel weak in the flesh. I feel weak in the flesh. I feel weak when I've got to stand here and try to figure out what God wants, and I want to stay out of His way, but I want to yield to Him, and I want to follow Him because I want His will done. Amen? That makes you feel weak. But you and I, we're strong when we say, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. And here John the Baptist is, and it says that the child grew. He grew, and he waxed strong in the spirit. Tonight, don't worry about what your flesh feels like. Now, the devil comes up and he says, boy, you still want to do this. And you still want to say this. You still feel this certain way. You're not even saved. Devil, you're a liar. You're the father thereof. And the Bible says there's no truth in you. So if you're coming to me and you're trying to make me question my salvation, you're trying to make me question who I am in Jesus, then you have just confirmed the opposite of what you're saying. The more the devil comes against you and I, and he brings all of these negative reports, instead of you and I allowing them to make us feel dirty, make us feel like a failure, it should build us up and we should say, thank you, Jesus, because I'm right the opposite of what he says, because I have no part of his kingdom. The Bible says that when I believed in Jesus, when you believed in Jesus, that we got translated from the kingdom, the dominion of darkness. And we were translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of light. Amen? And so I can be strong in the Lord, not in myself, not in my resolve, not in my understanding, not in my knowledge, but I can be strong in the Lord because I'm in that fixed position and I can have the power of His might. I can have the dominion of His strength. That's mine tonight. That's yours. That's every blood-bought believer. That's every Christian. That's your right. And so we've got to learn to what? Wax strong in the Spirit. So how do we wax strong in the Spirit? We don't give place to the flesh, to the old man. When those thoughts come, when they're pulling on you, when they're pulling on me, when the devil starts showing all of these things, we say, no. That's not going to grow in my life. I'm not going to give place to that. Neither, Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him an opportunity. He's going to tell you everything that's wrong in your life. He's going to tell you how far you've fallen. He's going to tell you how far you are from success. You know, when he tells you that, you're right at the threshold. You're fixing to step into all the promises of God. Amen? So let's look at Jesus. Go over to chapter 2. Look at verse number 40. It makes the same statement about Jesus Christ, Luke 2 and 40. And the child, Jesus, grew. And what did he do? He waxed. Yes, ma'am. He waxed strong in the Spirit. And when he done that, look what happened. He was filled with wisdom. The Bible, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, he says, I want you to be wiser than the serpent. Harmless as doves, but wiser than the serpent. Now, if that was his desire for you, guess what? It can happen, right? All you've got to do is make a conscious decision tonight. I'm going to be strong, not in myself, not in what I think, not what I feel, but I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to be strong in that reality, and I'm going to grow wiser. I'm going to grow stronger. It says that he was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. Tonight, the grace of God is greater than your need. It doesn't matter what your need is. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the circumstance. God's grace is abundant. God's grace, the Apostle Paul said, is sufficient for every situation. In other words, it is more than enough. So I can be strong tonight in the reality that God loves me with an everlasting love. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. No matter what I've done, no matter what I've said, no matter what I thought, because the devil loves to put thoughts in your mind. But just because he put it there doesn't mean we got to build on it. Amen? We need to give place to it. We cast down these vain imaginations. We bring every thought, 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5. We bring every thought under the obedience of Jesus Christ. And it says Jesus will avenge that thought. So tonight, I want us to see this. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, where he says the same thing about the church, about the Christian, about the believer, about waxing strong in the inner man. And if you and I will take heed to that, great things will happen. Ephesians chapter 3, Paul's praying this prayer for the church, that's for you and I tonight, and he says that God, that he would grant you and I, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might. Come on, that's what we were looking at. To be strengthened with Christ's dominion, with his power, his virtue. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. See, inside of you is the Holy Spirit in your spirit. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, right? He's with you by his spirit in your spirit. Now think about the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit moved across the face of the deep in Genesis chapter 1. And when God spoke, the Holy Spirit brought those words in a creative force. Amen? Darkness become light. Well, tonight, inside of your spirit, you can be strengthened when you say, I know what Jesus said. Jesus said in John 9 and 5, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Well, Jesus being that light and being inside of you, if you will take heed to what the Spirit of God is saying to you, if I'll take heed to him, that will create light who will cause our spirit, our inner man, to be strengthened. And we'll start walking above these things that trip us, that hinder us. The Bible, Romans chapter 8, to be carnally minded is what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Tonight, you need peace in some situations. Right now, you don't have peace about a situation in your life, a circumstance. I don't know what it is, but God wants to give you peace about it. But the only way you can have peace is if you be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let him have dominion. In other words, Lord, I'm going to give you what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. Tonight, you are not a failure. Cast that down in the name of Jesus. You are not. God looks at you and he is pleased with you because you accept his son. We've got to divide spirit and flesh. We've got to divide the process that you're in. When you get saved, when you get born again, you come into a process of being made more like Jesus. You look more like him tonight than you did this morning. And if you'll stay in the obedience of the leadership of the Lord, you'll look more and more like him each and every day. Amen. You'll be strengthened. You'll have the victory. All right. Let's see how it applies. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, I believe it is. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, and he says, thou therefore, my son, he said, be strong. Now, how are we going to be strong? Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, once again, that word in, notice that's in Christ, that's fixed, fixed in Jesus. The grace of God is in Jesus Christ. And so he tells you and I, he said, therefore, my son, my child, be strong in the grace that is in, that is fixed in Christ Jesus. So if Jesus is the head and he is, and you're a part of his many-membered body, then the grace that brought the whole plan of God, the whole salvation, the whole family of God, bringing them and building them back together, if that was started at the New Testament church, at the cross, at the empty tomb, at the resurrection of Jesus, how much more prevalent is it tonight as we're getting ready to see the fulfillment of all things? See, the reason why the devil is bringing such a push on the world right now, because he sees his time is drawing short. Amen? It says that in the book of Daniel, he talked about that they're going to shut that up until the last days. And he said then knowledge was going to abound. Where are we at? Every few days, knowledge is doubling and doubling and doubling. And all of these things is happening. And the devil knows he has but a short time. And so he wants to keep as many people as he can out of the grace of God. Because only by the grace of God in Jesus can you and I be saved. But only by the grace of God can we live a salvation that is drawing other people. Amen. You have a testimony. You have a witness in your life. And that witness is the witness of the Spirit. The Bible says that when you get born again, when I got born again, that your witness and the Holy Spirit, they bear witness. They come together. And that goes out of your life into all of your family, your friends, your sphere, your realm of influence. And if the devil can keep you where you're looking down instead of looking up, but when we look up, our face starts looking like the one we're looking at. Remember what happened to Moses? That's what God wants. God wants you and I to be strong in who we are, not what we feel like, not what the devil's trying to show us tonight. He wants to bring healing to every area of your life where you can deal with this and move on. The things that you're hurt by, the things that are trying to limit you, God wants it to be. As we revealed it to me here the other night, you know, we were praying. He wants your history to become his story. That's powerful. He wants every test, every trial of yours to become a testimony of your confidence in his Son. Amen? And if Jesus can save and heal your spirit, he can take care of all the things that's in your body, that's in your mind. You believe that tonight? You have to believe it. Now, let's look at this just a little bit more. He said, "Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now, let's go to chapter 1 and let's look at the grace that Paul's talking about. Look at 2 Timothy 1 and 8. 1 and 8. Paul says, "Be not thou, therefore, ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power," there's that power, that strength, that power of God. Notice this, verse 9, "who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose," notice this, "and grace," mark that down, "and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Tonight, you've got a calling on your life. You've got a calling. And it wasn't given by man, it was given by God. You've been called to be a child of God, named into the family of God. You have a destiny that can only come out of your life when you receive the strength of the Lord. And that strength comes by saying, "The grace is enough." Just trusting. Just trusting. We're going through a great trial now. But as you and I trust the Lord, the grace is going to appear more and more and more. And that grace is going to bring people that you're believing for out of darkness. It's going to bring them out of strongholds. It's going to bring them out of limitations. And it's going to bring them into the under the mighty hand of God. And when God said when the people got under his mighty hand, he would exalt them. Come on, in due season. In due season. That's our God. Amen. So here you are tonight. You're in a perfect place to be strengthened in the inner man, in your spirit. Where the Holy Spirit is manifesting himself. He's done spoke. He's done said what he wants to do. And he's done leading us in that direction. And all we have to do is just take him at his word and receive it. Amen? Now, let's look in the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Look at this. All through this, God is getting Joshua prepared to come into his calling. Remember, you have been called. You have been named into the family of God, into the plan of God, into the will of God. And you've got to be strengthened to become strong, not in who you think you are, not in what you was, not in what the world or the devil says, but in who Jesus says you are. Amen? And so this whole, we won't take time to look at it, but you read it in your home study time. 18 verses that will change your life. But look at verse number 6. Joshua 1 and 6. It says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Now look at verse 7. "Only be thou strong." We'll never do what God is asking us to do until we get strong in the Lord. See, you know why people don't do what God asked them to do? Because they say, "I can't." They don't feel qualified. They don't feel able. But you and I, we, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. Faith. And if God called you and named you His child and put the Holy Spirit in you and gave you the grace to do whatever He asked you to do, you're not going to fail. You cannot fail. Amen? But you've got to believe that tonight. Only be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Right now, if you are just, if you feel like you're just barely saved, then build on that. Build on that strength. Build on that reality. Tonight, I feel like I am the least qualified person in the whole body of Christ. And I'd rather just go sit down in the corner and wait for the quote-unquote coming of the Lord. But would that please the one who died for me? No. God wants me and you to go in our weakness where we can be strong in Him. Tonight, let's let Him heal the hurt. Let's let Him take all the doubt of where the weakness seems to have built a wall around us. Let's let that fall like the walls of Jericho because we're praising Him in faith. And we just take Him at His word. Be strengthened from the inside out. He said, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest." See, this is the key to everything, to being strengthened in the inner man tonight, is just take one word of God at a time. Don't look at this Bible and go, "Oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this, 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 this?" No, God doesn't work that way. He gives you one word. What's the one word tonight that will bring healing in your heart? That will bring victory in your life? That will bring peace in your mind? What is one word that is truth that will dispel every lie that you can be strong and courageous in? That's all it takes, one word. And you build on that, and you get so strong in that, then you take the next step and the next step. Because just like Joshua here is a type of Jesus Christ, you are the Lord's workers in this world. And He's got an inheritance for them. They'll never know it unless you come into place to show them, to reveal them, to bring them to a place where they can receive. That's why the devil's working so hard over time. You realize that your harvest field, now I want you to get this by the Spirit of God. The thing that the devil said was going to bury you is the very thing that is your harvest field. Now you feel the anointing on that? That's the truth. I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of God. That's what God's saying right now. The very thing that the devil said was going to be where you got buried, you were finished, it's going to be the very thing that He's going to get the glory in and out of, and people are going to see Jesus through you in that situation. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to belittle this. This is what we're supposed to do. So, tonight, the word from the Lord is, be strong in Him by His grace. By His grace. Tonight, everything comes because we've got unmerited favor. Come on, I don't deserve the grace of God. I don't. But He says, "I'm going to give it to you because I love you." You realize God wants to be with you so much in every situation. The reason why the devil amplifies and magnifies problems in our life, because if we're not careful, I'll get to looking at the problem. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. I'll get to looking at the problem, and I'll make that problem so big that I can't see God's outreached arms. And I'll let that problem talk so loud and so powerfully that I cannot hear the still small voice of a loving God. But tonight, God says, I want to heal that. I want to shut that off out of your life where you can receive a new place, a new promise, a new understanding, a new strength. But you have to do it. Amen. There's no accident. God has orchestrated this whole thing. Everything, I want you to think. The Bible says that from the foundation of the world, Ephesians chapter 1, that Jesus Christ was crucified for you and I. He had this all planned out. Remember what we just read, that He had a calling before you were ever born. See, the devil says we're a mistake. The devil's a liar. Amen? God don't make mistakes. God don't make junk. God makes good things. Amen? The earth, the fullness, and all the people there, they're the Lord's. We're His. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy. I thank You, Lord, that we're here, that You've orchestrated this. You've brought us to this place. Father, right now, as Brother Whitby heard in his spirit, as the ministers in worship led us in this place, Lord, we know that if we'll draw nigh unto You, that You'll draw nigh unto us. That is Your word. That is Your scripture, Lord, and we're going to do that. We're going to draw closer to You. We're going to put down every lie. We're going to put down every falsehood, every mountain, every wall that the enemy has tried to build up around us. We're going to give it to You, and by Your grace, we're going to receive strength. We're going to allow Your... Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We're going to allow Your dominion to come into our life. Father, right now, we can't do anything on our own, but by Your Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by Your Spirit, would You draw us to a place of an altar where we can receive words that You would do in our life. We ask You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God brought to my remembrance there while I was praying. There's a scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. It talks about the dominion of God, the glory of God and His dominion. And in that verse, it tells us that you and I, we are kings and priests in Jesus Christ. That means we're in that dominion. Amen. And so you be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, the dominion of His reign, His virtue. In other words, you have authority in and of Jesus. Amen? Let's exercise it. Don't let the devil blow you over anymore. Take authority and be who you are tonight in Jesus' name. Would you come? Would you come and make yourself an altar at your seat and say, Lord, I want to hear what You're saying to me right now. I want to hear, because I'm tired of listening to the lies. Right now, I want God to heal your heart. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to give you victory in situations and circumstances that's trying to limit you. You are not a limited person. See, you know why I kept doing the same sin over and over? Because I let the devil convince me that that sin was bigger than my God. And I let the devil convince me that God would not help me because I went back. Come on, that's not the way God is. God, He goes to the very center of where I'm at, and He meets me there, and He brings me out of it. Amen? Whatever you need tonight, it's real, it's true, and the Spirit of God wants to meet you there. Would you come? Hallelujah.